Keith Peters reporting Palestinian supporters have vandalized the homes of Brooklyn Museum officials and other New York City locations.
Mayor Eric Adams says the home of museum director Ann Pasternak, as well as members of the museum's board, were among the locations hit. He shared photos on X of the front of her home covered in red paint and a large protest banner, and says this is not peaceful protest or free speech. This is a crime, and it's overt, unacceptable anti-Semitism. Police are investigating. Palestinian protesters have said the museum is deeply invested in and complicit in the war through its leadership, sponsors, and donors. Julie Walker, New York.
There's been a spike in vandalism at EV charging stations.
Thieves have been targeting EV charging stations to steal the cables, which contain copper wiring. Priyanka Sharath drives a Tesla.
Vandalizing happens everywhere, so I think it's a thing we have to get used to.
For owners, it's stressful to look for another charging station. It is stressful for Anthony Lampkin's company, Electrify America.
We're seeing our cables being cut at specific locations.
You can probably get between $15 and $20 per cable.
Houston Police Sergeant Robert Carson says cutting up cable in search of copper may be a disappointment.
There's not that much cable or copper in them.
But Carson says when these thieves hit, they hit pretty hard, taking multiple cables. I'm Ed Donahue.
Federal Reserve officials said inflation has fallen further towards their target level in recent months, but signaled that they expect to cut their benchmark interest rate just once this year. The policymakers' forecast for one rate cut was down from their previous projection of three cuts. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 35 points. The Nasdaq rose 264. This is SRN News. Pro sports teams are divided on gay pride.
About one-third of Major League Baseball's 30 franchises have not acknowledged June as Pride Month on their social media pages. Seven NFL teams have also failed to publicly celebrate LGBT pride. All the major sports leagues officially embrace the homosexual agenda, but some are apparently keeping it on the down low, even as other major corporations have suffered backlash from customers tired of gay pride. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
8 in 10 Americans say religion is losing influence in the country, and many are not happy about it. A poll from the Pew Research Center reveals that 80% of survey respondents see religious influence in public life declining. About half of Americans view the country's religious decline as negative. 13% say it's a positive development. The Pew study also indicates 94% of respondents believe it's important that the president lead a moral life. SRN News. There's been a devastating blaze in Kuwait. International correspondent Charles de Ledesma has the details from London.
Over 40 people have died in a fire that swept through a building that houses workers in Kuwait. Officials say the blaze appeared to be linked to code violations. Kuwait's Interior Ministry has confirmed the toll and ordered the arrest of the building's owner during a visit to the site. The minister adds scores of workers were living in the building in the southern Mangaf district without giving their nationality. Kuwait, like other Persian Gulf countries, has a large community of migrant workers who far outnumber the local population. The nation of some 4.2 million people is slightly smaller than the US state of New Jersey, but has the world's sixth largest known oil reserves. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More details available at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.